Those of you guys that are here, welcome. Let's have some fun today. So this is a screenshot from my client, David, just hit 25K in 1 month. You know, what a difference a year can make. 1 year ago in February, I had zero sales for the entire month. And exactly 1 year, my Instagram went from 900 followers to 32K in 1 month. Thank you for Brian and Cole. Let's fucking get it. So how do we do this? Today, I'm going to do a case study and I'm going to break down David's entire journey to go from zero to 25K in 1 month. I'm going to walk you guys through literally step-by-step his thought process, how he was feeling, how he was thinking, and how he was approaching this coaching business. I see some of my clients here. So if you're my client, what's up? So this is David right here. I'm going to read you guys this message because I think it's funny. Hey, Brian, my time has been spent studying content creation and working with brands, entertaining the idea of upping my personal training game, but it's taken a backseat to working with brands. For me, it's about developing assets that pay me without being here. That's why I'm on the fence about being a personal trainer. How many of you guys want to be an online personal trainer, but you're not exactly sure if you're going to be able to make a full-time living from it? Say me in the chat. It's like you want to, but you're not sure if you're going to be able to make a full-time living. If that's you, say me in the chat. David basically told me, he's like, I don't want to do anything full-time. So he said, I want to be able to have a full-time income with part-time work, which is funny because obviously you guys know the end game. He's making a lot more than a full-time income from part-time work, which is super dope. So David's goal was just to do it part-time. He was extremely skeptical. In fact, he actually ended up driving to my gym because he didn't think I was a real person. And so he drove to my gym in Kelowna to verify that I was a real person. And we met him in person. Now, I asked David how much money he was making from his online coaching business. And he said zero. And I told him that as a jacked 50-year-old man, he should be making $10,000 a month. And he laughed. He didn't know how that was going to happen because he had a corporate job. Now, David went from being skeptical to being intrigued. He started following me, absorbing and watching all my content and making small tweaks to his social media. David also started to see a lot of the testimonials that I was putting on social media and it started to pique his interest. So he sent me a message. I'm going to read you the whole conversations because I think it's important that you guys like follow the journey. He said, I'm looking to make 25K passive. I just don't see if online coaching is the direction I want to take. I'm exploring it by doing some free research to see how much time it would take and even if I want to work with people one-on-one or even if I would like it. I've been reaching out to brands for content opportunities. Currently, that's where my passion lies. So when David Goetz first came to me, he had this page. It was called The Fit Over 50 Man on TikTok. And he had his profile set up, but he wasn't making any money. And so I went to his profile and he had like 10,000 followers. I was like, dude, like how much are you making in your online coaching business? And he told me zero. And I was like, that's fucking crazy. I was like, you should be making a lot more than that. So we started talking about making money online. But again, like he was really skeptical because he never explored the idea of online training. He never believed it was possible. So he just wanted to make a little bit of a passive income and he wasn't fully committed to like making money online yet. David also has a full-time, he had a full-time corporate six-figure job. And so how many of you guys have other jobs right now? Just say me in the chat, just so I'm clear. How many of you guys are currently working for somebody else right now? Like you want to go online, like you're not, like you're currently working at another job. Obviously some of my clients are here, you're full-time online. If you're not my client and you're working at another job, just let me know in the chat. So I see a few of you guys. Okay. David was working full-time. And so committing to full-time wasn't even an option, but he was at least interested in getting a side hustle started. He just wanted to make a little bit of extra money on the side. He wanted to pull in a little bit of extra revenue and he planned on staying at his corporate job. So again, David needed to verify that I was a real person. And so he drove to Kelowna and he actually came to my gym, Aesthetic Nation Gym. And he straight up was like, I need to meet you in person to verify that you're real. So after he drove to my gym to verify that I was a real person, he sent me a message and he said, dude, it was amazing meeting you yesterday. You are a legend. Direction's been my biggest struggle. I don't just want to be a personal trainer. I want to take the Fit Over 50 Man brand to a much higher level with brand partnerships, digital projects, podcasts, books, speaking. I want to make 100K plus per month. Correction, I am making 100K plus per month. It just hasn't manifested yet. So David like really wanted to make this work. He just didn't know exactly how to do that. How many of you guys feel like that? You really want to make this fucking work. You want to be successful online coaching. You want to build a fucking brand. You want to take it to the next level. You're just not sure exactly how to make it work. If that's you, just say me in the chat. You want it. You know it's there. You know other people are doing it. You're just not sure exactly how yet. You don't know what the actual how looks like. After I met him in person, I told him, I was like, dude, like, you're already putting in the work. You may as well get paid for it. Like you're already doing the thing. You're already posting the content. You're already fucking putting yourself out there. Now it's time to get paid for it. It's funny. I actually talked to somebody on the phone yesterday and I asked him, I was like, how many hours have you put into your online coaching business? He's like, well, I've been working at it for the last 12 months and I put in about 2 hours per day. And I was like, okay, so, you know, that's 5 days a week. So you're putting in 2 hours a day. Got it. I'm like, and how much have you made? He's like, I haven't made any money. I was like, so you literally just put in 300 to 400 hours in your online coaching business and you haven't made a single dollar. And he was like, correct. I was like, well, that's pretty much slave labor and you should just go back to work at your other job. It's the same thing with our fitness clients, right? Like we all have fitness clients that go to the gym, do 2 hours of cardio. They're not losing weight. They're not getting in shape. They have no idea what to do, but they're going to the gym and working hard. Like guys, working hard by itself is not enough to grow a successful online coaching business. Like you can't just put in the work and expect to get rewarded. And unfortunately, a lot of personal trainers do this. They just work hard on their coaching business. They get really busy with a bunch of projects, but those projects don't lead to revenue. How many of you guys feel like that's you right now? You work really hard on your coaching business and you're really busy, but you're not generating a lot of revenue. How many of you feel like that's you? Like, yeah, I'm grinding all day, putting in the work. Exactly. Like if you're putting in work in your online coaching business and it's not leading to returns on investment, you need to be figuring out where to spend your time better. Like we need to make sure that we're actually getting a return on our investment. Like you should be making money from your online coaching business. And if you're not making money, you need to make adjustments. And we're going to talk about some of the adjustments that David made. Write that in the chat. If you're not making money, make adjustments. That's important. If you're not making money, make adjustments. If you're not pulling in revenue from your online coaching business, you need to make adjustments. And if you're not making adjustments, you're going to end up working for free. And that's just not fun. Write that in the chat. There's 30 people here. I want to see that chat active. If you're not making money, make adjustments. Write that in the chat. That's important. All right. Perfect. So this is where the fun began. So David started out super skeptical. He's like, this guy's a fucking scam artist, which I'm sure that a lot of you guys feel the same way, which is fine. This guy's a scam artist, probably isn't real, whatever. So that's where David started. And then he sent me a message and he's like, dude, I'm fucking in. And I was like, what about the program started the most for you? And he's like, your energy, your charisma, you're the real deal. I'm lean. I feel totally badass. I want to surround myself with people like you. Even if I don't make a dime, the mentorship will be priceless. See, for David, he just wanted to do this part-time. Like David has a six-figure corporate job, so he'd have to make a significant amount of money online before he'd ever consider leaving. So for David, it wasn't a goal to necessarily leave, more so to build his online coaching business on the side. So David took a leap of faith and he invested in me. He invested in the Change Lives Academy. And as a result, he started seeing early momentum. Now, I want to talk about this for a second because I feel like this is where a lot of you guys get stuck, okay? This right here is where a lot of you guys get stuck. How many of you have ever invested in yourself? If you have, say me. I know some of my clients are here. So you guys have invested in yourself. What's up, Chris? What's up, Mel? How many of you have ever invested in yourself? How many of you guys have ever felt good about that investment? You're like, that was a fucking good move. I like that. My client Gina's tuning in. She made fucking $6,800 in the first 6 weeks. 100% you did. Now, how many of you have ever been burned by a mentor before? I want to talk about this for a minute. How many of you have ever been burned by a mentor before? And be honest. You like paid somebody money and you didn't get the fucking shit that you deserved. You didn't get paid. You like trusted somebody with your money and they didn't give you what they said they were going to give you. Now, how many of you have allowed yourself, how many of you allowed that to hold you back from taking any sort of action? Now, I want to be real with you guys for a second. I've been burned by mentors too, and it fucking sucks. It sucks when you put your trust in somebody to like, you know, hold you accountable or give you a blueprint or help you with a game plan. It really fucking sucks when you trust somebody with your money and they don't follow through. But every single time you take a leap of faith and every single time you invest in yourself, it's always a win, right there in the chat. Even the people that burn you are teaching you lessons. And so I've been burned for $10,000. I've been burned for $50,000. I've been burned for $100,000. And even the people that burned me taught me a lesson because it taught me how I don't want to be as a coach for others. It taught me what I need to avoid when I'm looking for mentors. It taught me something that got me closer to my fucking goals. And so a lot of people hold themselves back from investing in mentors because they've had one bad experience. But if you let yourself get held back by one bad experience, that's just like dating somebody that fucked you over and then being single for the rest of your life. You're like, well, I'm just going to write off dating because the first person that I dated was shitty. And so I'm just going to stay single forever. It's the same thing, right? So I understand that a lot of you guys have been burned by mentors, but I want you to know, and literally, I just need you to know this for mentorship in general. I don't care if you work with me or anybody else. You need to understand that every time you get burned, it's actually a good thing because it's going to get you one step closer to your goals as long as you don't fucking quit. Then you can ask yourself, what did I learn from this situation? Where am I responsible for this situation? And how can I improve from the situation? So that's a sidebar. But David took a leap of faith. Okay. Now, as soon as David signed up, we were able to achieve early momentum. This is a post from inside of the CLA. He's like, well, I'm vibrating right now. 6 days since signing up with the CLA, I sold my first client who reached out for me via TikTok. $750 USD upfront. I think I should have charged more. This is my first sales call I've ever done. I reviewed the script for the first time today. I'm speechless. Thank you, Brian. This is a screenshot. His first client signed up 6 days later. Bam. As soon as he signed up, we were able to achieve early momentum. And if you're an online coach, you will also achieve early momentum. So if you're an online fitness coach and you just get it started, like when you first get started, you guys, it's always easy at first. And the reason it's always easy at first is because you have people in your audience that already want to pay you. It's just about getting them to reach out to you. It's about figuring out the DM script to get them on the call and then getting them on the phone and selling them. So with David, as soon as he signed up, we got him early momentum. Bam, 6 days in, he sold his first client, $750 upfront. He should have charged more. And this was, again, I thought it was 12 months. It was actually 18 months. But this was June 3rd, 2022. So bam, signs up, makes money. And we've done this with over 5,000 coaches. And that's exactly what we did with David too. He experienced a lot of early momentum and success, and we achieved a lot of success and got a lot of early momentum. This is another one of his posts a couple of days later. He's like, boom, $750 USD paid in full. This is my third paid in full in the last 5 days. Since starting with the Change Jobs Academy on June 1st, this is my sixth paid in full. All the sales were cold from TikTok. Start posting on TikTok, fam. I'm truly grateful for the coaches in the CLA that's helped me along the way. So literally, this was July 19th. He joined on June 1st. So in his first 6 weeks, he made six sales at $750. So in his first 6 weeks, he made $3,000. Now, David achieved a lot of early success. And I know there's a lot of my clients that are on here. So this is where the value is for you if you're my client. If you're not my client, I want you to know that if you become my client, you're going to achieve a lot of early success. If you're my client and you're watching this, because I know a lot of you guys are on here for the fucking extra value, this is where you need to tune in if you're my client, okay? Because a lot of you guys struggle because when you achieve early success, you don't figure out how to break through to the next level. Because what's going to happen is when you grow your coaching business, you're going to get your first wave of clients. After you get your first wave of clients, there's going to be what I call a lull period. And the reason there's a lull period is because the people that were interested in working with you, they just signed up with you, okay? They just signed up with you. They just became your clients. And so for you to get the next wave of clients, you need to warm up your next wave of clients by becoming a better creator. You also may have warmed up everybody that's in your audience. And so in order for you to break through to the next level, you need to learn how to break through into a new audience. Does that make sense? And so for David, he got a lot of his early success. He got the fucking lull. But like the reason that David had a little bit of adversity after his early momentum is because it's almost like in the first 6 weeks, everything he was posting was leading to clients. And then after that, he's like, where's all the fucking clients at? And so he's like, he experienced a little bit of adversity. And because he was working at his full-time corporate job, he also couldn't fully commit. And so like he was posting and he was like, dude, like I want to make money. I want to sign clients. I want to break through. I'm just not sure exactly what to fucking do. And so he posted, he was like, great training this morning. It made me realize I'm not mentally ready for 10K a month in sales. I'm okay with that. Rushing to get to 10K per month as a goal, but not being able to deliver what an amazing client experience goes against who I am. I feel like a huge weight's been lifted off my shoulders. Do I believe I will hit 10K per month? Yes. Do I believe I can do it now? Yes. Do I want it now? No. David wanted to make $10,000 a month really fucking bad. And we basically told him to slow his roll. We're like, slow the fuck down, Turbo. You're not ready for it. You need to become a better coach, a better leader, a better content creator. And so if you are on an online coaching journey right now, and you experience some early momentum and you're at a little bit of a lull, I want you to write this in the chat. It's skill development season. Write that in the chat. It's skill development season. Guys, your ability to make money online will determine, come down to one thing and one thing only. It's strategy first, which is why if you're not following a blueprint, you're not following a program, you're not in the Change Jobs Academy, you fucking up. Strategy's first. The second thing is skill. Once you have strategy, then you need skill. Write that in the chat. Once you have strategy, then you need skill. Strategy is like, here's what to post to sign a client. That's strategy. Skill is I'm so good at content creation that I can break through the algorithm and I have people consistently reaching out to me. That's a skill set, right? And because everybody on the planet wants to fucking post content and wants to get clients. And so you have to develop more skills than those people. You have to become a better creator than those people. You have to figure out your voice better than those people. And this is the thing, is like, this level that David got to is available to anybody that's willing to put in the work to develop their skill. And so David wasn't making 10K, was struggling. And now it's like, then it was skill development season. And dude, like, David's content was not performing. And for those of you guys, who here is in the academy that comes to content audit, just raise your hand. Content audits is a fucking vibe, okay? And David gets, if you have been in the academy for a long time, you know that David and Cole would literally get into fucking arguments about his content, because David would post content and then he would come to content audits, Cole would rip it apart. They get into an argument. David would go angry and go do the thing that Cole told him to do, even though he didn't fucking want to. He kept showing up. He kept getting his ass kicked on content audits. And this is where a lot of you guys let yourselves down, is when you're getting punched in the face over and over and over again, you're not willing to keep putting yourself in the arena. I was talking to one of my mentors the other day, and he was telling me, he's like, to be good at sales, you need to be willing to get punched in the face every single day and then show up the next day with a smile on your face. That's also entrepreneurship, okay? I think that entrepreneurship is really sexy for a lot of people because they're like, oh, it's so cool. Like, I get to be my own boss. I get to make money. Guess what? You're also responsible for fucking everything. And so if your content isn't performing, that's on you. If you're not making sales, that's on you. If you're not booking calls, that's on you. So for David, we spent a year literally working on his content, literally working on his DM game, working on his hooks, working on his positioning, working on his branding, and positioning himself as an authority in the fucking market. And because he was willing to put himself in the fucking arena, he started seeing success. This was August 13th, 2023. He's like, I had an awesome day today. 2 sales calls, closed them both. 2 6-month paid in fulls at $6,200. $6,200. 13K so far this month. Second month in a row at $13,000. This will be a record-breaking month. I'm so grateful for this community and these trainings in the academy. It's hard to believe that I started this journey over a year ago and I didn't have one client in person or online. My belief is through the roof right now, putting himself in the fucking arena. I have a serious question for you guys, and I want you to answer this. This is for everybody on the call, because I want you to be able to walk away from this call with a fucking fire under your ass, ready to take some massive action. How many of you actually believe that you'll be able to hit $25,000 in 1 month? Say me in the chat. How many of you guys doubt it? Say I doubt it in the chat. How many of you guys believe? Say me in the chat. How many of you guys doubt it? Say I doubt it in the chat. If you believe, say I believe. If you doubt it, say I doubt it in the chat. Oh, Lewis, what's up, dog? I see you. I believe. Good. Guys, this is the thing, right? Is when you're growing an online coaching business, you're going to get punched in the face so many times that it's going to cause you to question yourself and whether or not you're going to be able to make it. It's going to cause you to question yourself and whether or not you're going to be able to pull through. I want you guys to write this in the fucking chat. You need to keep putting yourself in the arena. Step number one is to fucking get in the arena. So if you're sitting on the sidelines and you're like watching content, you're like, you're watching the free shit, you're not actually taking any action, you're not going to get anywhere. So step number one is to get in the fucking arena. Step number two is to keep making the decision to put yourself in the arena. Keep showing up to the coaching calls. Keep showing up to the hot seats. Keep showing up for feedback. Because like, guys, like, you're only going to grow as fast as you want to. And so if I have access to a mentor, but I'm not showing up to the coaching calls, how am I going to grow? If I have access to the portal, but I'm not studying the fucking units, how am I going to grow? You need to keep putting yourself in the arena. So David kept, this is the story of how David got to $25,000 a month. He kept putting himself in the arena. Guys, I want you guys also to like, note something. Please write your age in the chat, and I'm not calling you out, but you can give me a ballpark if you want to, but I want you to put your age in the chat, because I want to point this out. David is over 50. Okay, David is over 50. And so if David over 50 can learn social media, can learn how to sell, can learn fucking TikTok, if you had any excuse about age or not being willing to learn, like, David's over 50, okay? iPhones didn't even fucking exist when he was a kid. Yeah, they weren't even a thing. I don't even think they had the internet, all right? I actually don't think they had the internet. That's not a fucking joke. And if David can learn the skill of social media and get his fitness business to $25,000 in 18 months, Jaden, you have no fucking excuse, bro. You have no excuse. It's ready. It's there. It's available. You got to put yourself in the arena. Now, David's the fucking man. This is where I want to talk about letting go of an old identity. Now, there's some of you guys that are on this coaching call right now that needs this, okay? So this is like, If you're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month, this might be for you. This is the part where we hit the evolution phase. So just to be really clear, okay, when we first started out with David, the first thing we did is we taught him phone scripts, DM scripts, how to post content. That got him to $3,000 to $5,000 a month, okay? But after that phone scripts, DM scripts, how to post content, you're going to go through a fucking lull. And the reason you're going to go through a lull is because all the people that were interested in working with you are no longer, you've basically exhausted those people. And so in order for you to grow, you need to go beyond that and you need to start posting better content. You need to get better at lead generation. You need to learn 4-day challenges, magnetic giveaways, flash sales, et cetera. And so David achieved a lot of early success and then went through a lull. We had to start developing his skill sets, getting better at content, breaking through the algorithm. He broke through the algorithm. He went from the lull back into momentum. He started making $13,000 a month every month. Then we needed to go through an identity shift. And some of you guys on this call need to go through an identity shift. This is what I mean by identity shift is you need to let go of who you used to be. So David posted this in the Change Jobs Academy on January 9th. And he said, I've officially given notice to retire from my 25-year corporate job as a territory sales manager and pursue my passion of online fitness coaching full-time. I have 5 weeks to go for my freedom day. So this is where David started letting go of his old identity. I've officially given notice to retire. And by the way, David was making $150,000 a year at his corporate job, $150,000. So to give up his $150,000 corporate job was a big fucking move. Like he had to be extremely confident that online coaching was going to work, but he had to let go of his old identity. Some of you guys are hanging on to, and for you, it might not be your corporate job, but some of you guys are hanging on to the old identity in regards to, you know, your past mentor burned you. And so that's why you're holding yourself back. Some of you guys are holding on to your old identity in regards to, I've always struggled for money and I've never been able to figure it out. Some of you guys are hanging on to your old identity in regards to, I have made some money online, but I haven't fully committed to it because I'm fucking scared. In order for David to break through to the next level and to hit $25,000 a month, write this in the chat. He had to burn the ships. You got to burn the ships, man. You got to burn the ships. And when you burn the ships and you give yourself no other option but to succeed, you find a fucking way. Now, the best part about the Change Jobs Academy / the ecosystem that we've created at PT Domination is there's a lot of motherfuckers that are burning the ships every single day. My girl Kara is on this call right now. She just burned the ships. Kara and her wifey are about to have twin boys and she just fucking invested in the 10K Mastermind. And she's like, she's building a family right now. So like she's building the family. She has twins on the way. That's called burning the ships. Like no other option but to surrender. You need to burn the fucking ships. My boy Chris is on this fucking call. He's running a gym full time. He wants to take his business to the next level. He wants to fucking be in the room. He's on every single call. You don't even need to be on this fucking call, bro. I didn't even know you're registered. But that's called burning the ships. It's like, everybody write this in the chat. Give yourself no other option but to succeed. Burning the fucking ships means letting go of your old identity. The only way through is forward. There's no way back. David retired. You got to remember that David had been in corporate for the last 10 to 20 years. In order for David to fully step into his power, he needed to let go of his old identity. He needed to let go of the version that got him here so that he could fully step into the identity of a full-time online fitness coach. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. Who here spends their entire day serving their clients, upgrading their content, giving value to their audience, developing themselves as a person so they have more to give? How many of you guys are all fucking in? Your entire day is spent serving your clients, upgrading your content, giving value to your audience, developing yourself as a person so that you have more to give. Who here has that as their entire fucking day? That's what you need to be doing if you want to break through. Your entire day needs to be developed, like working on this, because other people want the same fucking thing that you want, dude. Everybody wants to be successful online. So what makes you think you're going to be able to break through if you're not fully committed to it, if you're not going all the way in? This is the thing. I wanted to do this masterclass because I want you guys to understand something. I'm going to teach you how we did it, but how is actually fucking irrelevant. How is irrelevant? Because when you actually want it, like more than you want to fucking breathe, how is irrelevant? How will figure itself out? But you need to believe that it's possible. And that belief backed by work ethic is what breaks through. Strategy will reveal itself. And if you're in the coaching program, you already fucking know this. The strategy's there. Strategy's irrelevant. The strategy's there. And like, yes, it's important. But like, if you don't have the belief backed by the desire, backed by the work ethic, none of it fucking matters. The desire is everything. If you have the desire, if you have that, like, I will do whatever the fuck is necessary to achieve success, I will put in the work, I will put in the reps, I will show up when I'm getting my face punched in, even when all of my content isn't hitting and it feels like nothing's working and I want to give up and I want to give in, I will keep putting in the work. Like, that's when it fucking happens, you guys. And that's when it happened for David. I'm going to read you this post because it's fucking beautiful. David posted this March 2nd, okay? He said, this is my final post as a slave to another man. So this is my last day of working for somebody else. Everything to Brian and Cole and all the other coaches in the academy who helped me along the way the last 18 months. I entered the academy never having worked with another client in person or online. I took my PT certification 5 years ago because I thought it would give me credibility in blogging. After it took me 6 months to write one blog post, I knew that that was not in the cards for me. I started my fitness journey as a physique competitor 6 years ago, and I had zero interest in becoming a personal trainer. I didn't want to be stuck in a gym all day. I already have a level of freedom with my corporate sales job. I became certified a year after that. I started posting content on social media 4 years ago, really just documenting my journey. I didn't want to miss the boat, so I just wanted to put myself out there. I knew it would reward me. I don't know how Brian came across my feed, but it caught my attention. I heard some of the success stories in the academy, and I still couldn't believe it or ignore it. How are people making six figures a month as online fitness coaches? I started binging Brian's podcast. I was so excited about this potential. I couldn't sleep. Could this be real? This was the lifestyle I was looking for. Six figures a month, no job and impact in the world. I had the belief I could do it. I just didn't know how. I didn't care how long it took, but I had the belief in myself that I can make this work. If you don't have the belief yet, you just need to show up for yourself on every podcast, every content audit, work on your mindset. Belief on yourself is everything. I had the belief coming in from my prior experiences in life. That was my advantage. If you don't have the belief yet, you need to get your butt to Kelowna in May. It's impossible not to get the belief at an event like this. You'll become who you surround yourself with. There's no better place to surround yourself with a bunch of winners who are achieving winning in life. I can give you that belief. Talk to the coaches. Talk to me. I'm there. I'm not at six figures a month yet, but I'm going to be. You can get your dream lifestyle. If I can do it with no experience as a PT, you can do it. I believe in you. And that was his final post before he ever quit his fucking corporate job. And then 1 month after that, you guys, you just hit $25,000 for the month. What a difference a year can make. 1 year ago in February, $0 in sales for the whole month. It's been exactly 1 year since my Instagram went from 900 followers to 32,000 in 1 month. And again, remember, his initial lull wore off, right? He signed up. It was a fucking wave. And then it was shit. He had 900 followers, so he wasn't getting any leads. How many of you guys feel like that right now? You're like, I'm not getting any fucking leads. I got like 500 followers. It's not working. Why isn't it working? You're frustrated. I get it, because David was the same fucking way. He was like, experienced adversity, wasn't hitting in his content, was super fucking frustrated, kept showing up to content audits, went from 900 followers to 32,000 in 1 month. And now he's focused on making $30,000 a month. Just hit 25K. He's aiming for 30. Who here would like those type of results? If so, drop a fuck yes in the chat. If you're interested in getting those type of results, drop a fuck yes in the chat. If you're ready to get those type of results, drop a fuck yes in the chat. David's story is the dream and David's story is reality, baby. Here's how we did it. I'm going to walk you guys through how we did it. Honestly, the how is irrelevant. What's important is the belief. The how is irrelevant. If you have the fucking belief, you will make it happen. If you are like literally willing to look at yourself in the mirror and be crazy enough to say, I will be the motherfucker that makes $25,000 a month, it will happen. It has to come from belief. Belief is number one, strategy is number two, period. If you have the belief, the strategy is there. Number one, we taught him how to set up his profile to capture the hot and ready to go prospects. I have 100 different fucking videos on my Instagram on how to do this. Set up your profile to capture the hot and ready prospects. If you want an example of how to do this, go to my Instagram, copy my bio, make it for your niche, okay? I've literally done this all work for you guys. You guys just, success leaves clues. Follow along. This is why he started making money right away, because a lot of you guys already have the profile. You are already posting content. Your profile just isn't optimized. So the first thing we did is we taught him how to set up his profile to capture the hot and ready to go prospects. This is why he started making that $3,000 in the first 3 to 6 weeks in the program. Number two, this is for my clients. Once the initial momentum died down, we helped him optimize his content to get seen by more people. If your content isn't hitting, that needs to be the only thing you focus on. Straight up. If you're my client and you're listening to this, if your content isn't hitting, that needs to be the only thing you focus on. Because when your content starts to hit, you will start to get seen by more people. And when you start to get seen by more people, you no longer have to hunt for leads. And when you don't have to hunt for leads, your life becomes a lot more fun because you're literally just posting content, delivering your message, and people are reaching out to you. I will also tell you this, it is fucking frustrating. It is very frustrating, especially when you feel like you're doing everything right and nothing's working. I understand. It makes you want to punch yourself in the head. I've been there. I get it. It probably took me 2 years for me to actually find my voice with my talking videos. And I just kept watching my business partner blow up on social media. It made me want to beat my head against a wall. I was putting out 2 to 3 reels a day. None of them were hitting. And every video Cole posted was hitting like 1 million views. And I was like, I'm going to jump off a bridge. I get it. Okay. You need to put yourself in the arena and keep getting the feedback, even if you feel like it's the same fucking thing every single week, until something clicks in your brain and one video pops. And then you're like, oh, okay. Oh, so if you're my client and you're listening to this, keep putting yourself in the arena and focus on your content. Third thing, after he started making 10K plus per month, we helped him develop a better product for his clients. If you're making $10,000 per month, you need to make sure that you're developing a better product for your clients. My definition of a better product is clients are asking you to upgrade. They're asking you to renew. They're asking you to stick around. They're asking you about like how to work with you like for longer, or like what your program works like after. And you don't have to basically twist people's arm to renew. If you feel like you have to sell your clients on a renewal, you need to work on your delivery. If you have to sell your clients, would you like to continue with me? And they're like, I don't know. That to me is an indicator that you need to work on your delivery. Does that make sense? When you reach out to your clients and they're like, I would love to continue, that's an indicator that your product and your service is very good. If you have to convince them, that tells me that you need some work. Okay. Now, number four, once he outgrew the Change Abs Academy, he invested in the Million Dollar Mastermind. This is where we're teaching him sell by chat, so he doesn't have to get on sales calls, how to improve the delivery of his program so clients stick around for longer, how to hire team members so that he can create more sales opportunities and make more money, and how to become a better leader so his clients want to stick around and continue to pay him. These three things got him to $10,000 a month. So setting up his profile to capture the hot and ready prospects. Number two is the fucking hard one, dude. Getting good at content. Number two is the fucking hard one. I'll be honest, okay? And number three, once he started making $10,000 a month, we developed a better product, which is why he was able to hit consistently $10,000 every single month. Cool. It took us 18 months, but we took David from zero to $25,000 per month. Who here wants to achieve similar results as David? You do say me in the chat. Zero to 25K per month in 18 months. Zero to 25K in 18 months. If you do say me in the chat. Now, I'm currently taking on 5 clients who want to get their online fitness business started so they can sign clients and make money. If that's you, I just want you to comment 10K in the chat box. If you're interested in learning how to make more money, how to sign more clients, and how to get results like David, comment 10K in the chat box. If you're interested in learning how to grow your online coaching business, taking your shit to the next level, and scaling, comment 10K in the chat box. Beauty. I love it. Now, those of you guys that are interested in learning more and scaling and taking it to the next level, for the first 10 people to DM me the word masterclass on Instagram, I'm going to give you special promotional offer for the coaching program that I'm currently running. This is only for the first 10 people that message me the word masterclass on Instagram. You can go to my Instagram at The Real Brian Mark and message me the word masterclass. By the way, this will apply for all levels. So if you're interested in learning about the Change Jobs Academy from 0 to 5K, the 10K Mastermind from 5 to 15K, or the Million Dollar Mastermind, which is 15K plus, you can DM me the word masterclass and let me fucking know. All right. Like, I want to know. I want to learn. Teach me your goodies. I'm fucking interested. Okay. Now, for those of you guys that are on my actual Zoom call, I want to give you guys some value and I'm going to donate my time to you. So if you have any questions about your online coaching business in general, or anything that we did with David that you're interested about, like any specific strategy, just raise your hand and I will give you anything. So if you have any questions, I'm not going to gatekeep any information. If you're genuinely curious about something we did, raise your hand. And if you're on the Zoom call, I'm going to answer your questions. All right. So somebody had their hand raised. Anything you want to know about David's situation, I'm an open book. So fucking let me know. Chris, what up?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? So first off, I was in this position with Brian. I joined the 10K Mastermind. When I paid whatever I paid for it, I actually asked for a refund about a minute after it went through because I was nervous. And I've been there a year. I didn't even do the whole program right. He's going to yell at me for that. And now I just jumped into the $1 million Mastermind. And yes, they know what they're talking about, the blueprint for success. So anyway, he's great. Trust him. Go with him. I'm all in with him. But now my question is this: with David, it's kind of similar to my situation where he had like a niche. So, you know, my niche is the kart racing, the race car driver training.
Yep.
So I want to find something that grows my content a little bit quicker as well. And I'm thinking of starting to do my reels. I got all my content ready for Wednesday. I want to start doing reels, calling out drivers that they're making this mistake. They need to do this. I want to wear like the racing suit with the Chris G coaching on it because nobody's doing anything like that. Do I have the right mindset to do something different?
So the answer is yes. And also I want you to have three different content pillars that you're testing. So as an example, like you can test one where you're like, you've got like your talking videos, you've got the racing stuff on with the Chris G, and then test one where you do the similar thing, but you're like, you're filming from different angles. And so you're like one, you're like, actually, maybe you're like sitting in a race car as an example, or you're like, you come in and you say a hook and then you're filming it from a completely different angle. Then you say another thing, you film it from a completely different angle. So test different content pillars. So I would have one where you're just talking to the camera, one where you're testing different angles. And then another thing I would do is I would figure out, is there another creator that's creating content for your specific niche? Is there somebody online right now that's creating content for your specific niche?
No, that's why I'm like really into putting the suit on because it's totally different. And I'm going to do stuff for my weight loss people as well. But for the driver thing, I think it's just, there's nobody wearing a racing suit calling out racing fitness. You know, it's not happening. So I'm bringing value to the sport and I'm working with different race car drivers now and they're parents are jumping on board and their sisters and brothers. So I just want to be able to reach that market to where my content goes viral. Because right now, you know, even with what I'm doing, guys, I'm at 12,000 a month right now. My Instagram's small. I'm like 1,000 people and I'm trying, and it's growing slowly, but I want to find that one thing that makes me stand out. And people are like, and I read what you wrote a couple of days ago where you want to say these four words in the first five.
Yep.
In the first five words of your reel. So I'm adding that in with everything I'm writing. I just want to make sure, and I'm not afraid to make a fool of myself. I want to do something different.
Yeah. I love the idea of doing something different. I would say, make sure it's on brand with who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. So as an example, if you as a person would dress up as a racist, because like, if you look at my videos, dude, I'm like, stop starting your sales calls with blah, 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 blah. You sound like a fucking dork. I think that's funny because that's me as a person. Right. I've also done videos where I just thought they were going to go viral. And then I didn't actually like that because when they went viral, it wasn't me as a person. So make sure that whatever you do is on brand with you as a person. If you think it's funny and you like that and you would wear the racing stuff, then do it. But remember, if you go viral for that stuff, people are going to come to your page and expect more of it. So I would just say that as you're experimenting, make sure that your experiment is on brand with who you are as an individual. Last thing is you need to do something and then get feedback. And so when you post content, as you're posting it, it's going to do well or not do well. You need to get feedback on that and see what's working and then double down on that, whatever's working.
Got it, man. Thanks a lot.
Is that helpful? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm an ex-driver, so that's how people know me so well. So it's okay. And I got the suit with the logos and everything on it with the Chris G coaching. So it's perfect. I just want to make sure my mindset is right of give them something that they don't see on a normal basis.
Yeah.
So like,
I want you to follow Coach Kenny Duzal. He's in the mastermind.
Already did, Brian. I've been watching his stuff. He's got the fighter stuff. It's exactly the same thing.
Exactly.
Different model.
Exactly.
That's already did.
I want you to model some of his content because he's got a very unique niche, but he attacked it. And because he attacked it, one of the things he did really well, Chris, and I think this is something that you could steal as well, he started being like, if you want conditioning like Conor McGregor, check this out. So he would borrow interest from famous fighters. Does that make sense? So by borrowing from famous fighters, like that in itself would lead to like more people being interested because he's borrowing interest. So you could be like, if you want to race like X, I don't know any fucking racers and I'm not even going to pretend like I do, but you understand what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, I got you. Sweet. All right, bro. Thank you so much, bro.
You're welcome. Rock and roll. Omar, I saw your question up, and then Kara, you're up right after Omar. What's up, G?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, bro. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm 17 years old. I'm still doing high school, you know, and I have a question about this. So I'm interested in calisthenics, you know, calisthenics, bodyweight training.
Yep.
And I have an idea. I want to do social media where I, share my progress, you know, over the months, over the years. And then after that, I will kind of help people, my followers, how I kind of got to that level.
Yep.
So I've been thinking about that for, you know, maybe a week, 2 weeks. I've always been interested in calisthenics.
Yep.
You know, people like Chris Area, Austin Dunham, Ian Barzegal, they kind of inspired me, you know?
Mm.
And I kind of loved it. That's what got me started.
Mm.
And I think I like it. And excuse me, I'm kind of nervous, you know?
I like it. Dude, you're good. So when's your 18th birthday?
In October 7th.
Okay. Mine's in October too. It's October 28th. Can I give you an idea?
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
And how bad do you want to get this thing started?
Don't really. On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
7.
Okay, so
I'm beyond 7.
Get yourself to a 10.
Yeah, I'm busy with high school, you know, exams, and then I want to get to college. So it's kind of like messed up.
I got you. I'm going to give you an easy way to fucking get it started right now. You ready?
Okay.
You do calisthenics already?
Yeah, there's like a calisthenics park, you know, 20-minute walk from here.
Do you do it every day or no?
So, no, every other day.
Okay, so every other day, I want you to record one.
It's Ramadan right now.
Every other day?
I can't work out.
You're what?
It's Ramadan. I'm fasting, so I can't work out every other day, and I'm bulking, you know. It's kind of a complicated situation, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. Every time you do a calisthenics workout, you have to record one exercise and post it on social media.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking. Like, record my workouts, you know, put it on stories. Yep. Like, do, like, POV. You did a workout at 5 a.m. while you're fasting, you know, these ideas. I've just been putting them on the notes.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
No problem. Go ahead.
Ideas without implementation are fucking useless.
Yeah, that's the problem. I've not been implementing them.
That's okay. That's okay. That's all you ask.
It comes to mind. I put it on the notes. And then I never open it.
You're 17. I'm happy that you're on this call. That's dope.
That's what I love. I'm 17. I'm young. I can start young.
Exactly. So if you start right now, you're going to be a lot more successful than me at my age. So I'm telling you, every time you work out, post one piece of content. That's all you got to do. Just one. If you can get yourself in the habit of doing that, bro, for the next year, I promise you in 12 months, a lot of good things are going to happen for you. Don't overthink like the business side or like whatever. Literally just document everything you're doing every time you work out. Post one piece of content every time you work out. Can you commit to that?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I can commit to that. It's just like, a 1 minute video, 30 seconds.
Okay. Okay. So when you do it, I want you to post it on your Instagram story and tag me because I will follow you if you do it. If you don't do it, I won't follow you. If you do it consistently for a month.
Tag or mention.
Yeah. If you mention me in your Instagram story, just like a small little thing. If you mention me, if you do it for a month, I'll follow you.
Yeah. No problem. Okay. Month. Okay. No problem. Okay.
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 You're good. I'm proud of you. Keep going. I see you.
Thanks, man. You're motivating me. I've been seeing the testimonials of like people hitting 10K, 20K. This guy, you know, you hit 8K in 8 hours. I seen the YouTube video and, you know, it kind of motivated me. So I'm feeling like, you know, I can do that too, especially I'm 17.
Yes,
if I start young, I can.
Yes, you can.
It can compound and go a long way.
I agree. But step number one is just to post. So I want you to post. All right.
Yeah. So my idea is like document the whole process.
That's it.
Share my progress. Okay, here's me at 15 pull-ups. Here's my first muscle up.
Yep, that's it. Time to take action. Go make a fucking post.
No problem.
All right, bro. Much love. Carol, what's up? Guys, by the way, if you have a question, raise your hand. I'm here for the next 9 minutes. So if you guys have a question, fucking hit me up. Hi, Carol.
Hi. All right, mates. So going through content and doing everything in PT Dom, everything's going according to plan so far, I guess. I kind of just wanted some help or like maybe a kick that because my niche has been my niche for so long, but I haven't actually expressed it. All of my clients are expats and all of my clients are moms and dads. So mostly in China, but expats from around the world. So my niche is expat moms, basically.
Yeah.
But I'm only just now becoming a mom.
Yeah.
So I want to like now like dive into that niche, but I'm scared of it. I'm scared of like, yeah, showing that side, and because I never did it before. Do you know what I mean? So I think I'm scared of posting.
I love that. Thank you for being honest. What about it scares you? Like, is it your mom yet? You feel like you can't feel their pain. What about it is scary?
I think it's because I was in a relationship for 10 years a long time ago, and my partner had 3 kids that were my stepkids basically, but I took them on as my own. But I never really talked about being a mom during that time because I was living in China, being a lesbian in China. That was a little bit hard too. Yeah. So I never really posted the mom thing, and I don't want those kids thinking I'm abandoning them. But at the same time, this is my niche. So how do I, yeah. So I think I, emotional shit going on.
Oh, I love it. So you don't have to speak about your past with your kids. And I also think you can speak about what's coming with your current partner, but that's just on the connection side. I think you can still dive deep into speaking to like mom's pains in regards to like what they're going through. Like you can be like, if you feel like you have no time to work on yourself because you're always taking care of your little ones, listen up. Like you can still speak to their pains without opening up about certain parts of your past. Cause like there's certain parts of my past that I don't feel comfortable sharing either, but that doesn't, I can't tell my story. So I think that you don't have to tell that part of your story maybe ever if you don't want to in reality. I think you can still speak to the pains and problems that moms go through without opening up like an old can of worms if you don't feel like you want to, you know, have that conversation. I think that speaking about what you're going through right now as a mom that's like expecting, I think is really fucking cool because you're going to relate with a lot of moms that have had kids or want to have kids. So you're going to speak to everybody. And I think that even moms that have had kids will support you in your about to have kids phase. So I think talking about it will attract moms regardless.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. How do I do content then without, because I'm not doing like workout content. I'm more like want to talk to moms about, yeah, the pain problems that they're having. Should I relate to myself first and then like get feedback even, or like without sounding like I know exactly what I'm doing, because I don't. I'm going to have twin babies and they're boys soon. I'm going to be fucked.
That's what you should talk about. So that's your experience. That's what you should talk about. So that's number one. When you're talking about your experience, that's what you should talk about. Don't pretend like you know what the fuck you're talking about. Be honest about the fact that you have no fucking idea what you're talking about when it comes to like babies. Be honest, because that will attract moms fucking flat out, where you're like, I'm literally figuring this shit out as I go. I have no fucking idea what to expect, but I'm excited. That's what you should talk about there. And when it comes to talking to moms about fitness, I think you should interview your moms that are in your program and ask them what they struggle with. What do you struggle with? You know, when in regards to your fitness, why, like when you're really going through a hard time, why, you know, and you know, what are some of the excuses that hold you back when you're like really going through it and you have like, you can't commit? Like, what are some of the things you're thinking about? And like, why did you sign up with me in the first place? What were your goals for wanting to sign up? Right? Like, why was it important to you to make a change right away? So interview the moms that are in your program, get their pains, their goals, their whys, and use that as content. So on your personal experience, you can speak to the fact that you have no fucking idea what you're talking about. I think that's really cool. That'll attract a lot of moms. And then figure out the exact moms that are in your actual program that are getting results. And then figure out, why did they sign up with you? What were their initial pains? When they're struggling, what are they going through, et cetera? Does that make sense? Is that helpful?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Is there any other thing that I can clarify for you? Do you feel like that was a good answer?
I think that's a pretty good answer. I like to put comedy in my stuff a lot because I'm trying to be a comedian as well. So I kind of want to go on the dad mom side as well. So I'm trying to balance that because I'm like an athlete and I want to roughhouse with my boys. So I'm trying to find out if there's a balance talking to moms with a dad spin on there kind of thing too. So, but anyway, I'll go with what you said now and just see how it feels.
I also think you can add the comedy. You don't have to do one or the other. I'm a comedian too. So like a lot of my content, I call you guys fucking dorks because I think it's hilarious, right? Like I just do like weird shit. Like one of my videos the other day, I'm like fucking like curling a chair because I just think that's funny. So you can add your own spin. So Kara, you can I want you to get the pains, right? And then I want you to experiment with the delivery because I might say like, here are 3 reasons you're not signing clients. I can just say that to you. Or I might like, I have a fucking flamingo outside that's like an inflatable flamingo and I can walk around with a flamingo and I can be like, here are 3 reasons you're not signing clients. So you can still use your comedic side in your delivery. I just want you to speak to the pains because it's still the same pains that the moms are going to be experiencing, but how you deliver it can be unique to you.
Okay. Cool. Sweet. Thanks, mate.
All right. I got you.
Yep.
I got you. This is the start of the content mastery. This is the banging your head against the wall part that you're about to step into. So welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome to the jungle. I love it. Cool. If you guys are getting value on Instagram, let me fucking know. All right. And last and not least, Mr. Parth. What's up, King?
The thing is, the things you said to Oman, which is he's doing calisthenics, right?
Yep.
Suggestions you give to Oman so that I can do that with Kalani because I'm learning martial arts right now.
Yeah, so you're learning martial arts. I would do the same fucking thing, dude. Guys, this is across the board, okay? If you want to be a successful online coach and you want to inspire people, document everything you do. It's really simple. So like if you look at Cole's social media, who's my business partner, he documents his day in the life. You look at my social media, I'm documenting me traveling. So that when I'm talking to people, they're like, I want to travel. I want to explore. I want to do that. So for you, bro, if you're learning martial arts and that's your lifestyle, document it because your people will find you. People that want to be inspired by the martial arts lifestyle. This is the thing, you guys. Things that you guys think are boring, other people aren't going to think are boring. So like the food that you eat, the exercises that you do, the moves that you're practicing on a day-to-day basis, the stuff that make you good at martial arts, that's the stuff that people want to learn. So document everything and like over-document, do more than you think that you should. Like document the kick that you do 1,000 times a day or whatever it is that martial artists do. I'm not a fucking martial arts guy, but you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. But cool, the thing is, the martial arts I'm learning right now is getting forgotten day by day.
So document that. I don't fucking know. See, I have no idea because you're not documenting it. I'm just assuming you guys do the same fucking kick all times. So you got to show me what you do because I have no idea. Get it?
All right,
bro. Much love. Okay, guys. Thank you guys so fucking much for attending this masterclass. Hopefully it gave you some insight, inspiration, fire, value, whatever the fuck. For my clients that are always coming every single class, I see you. I see you, Mel. I see you, Kara. I see you, Chris. What up? I see you, Kevin. I see you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you have the best day of your entire fucking life. If you're interested in getting more coaching from me and my team, DM me the word masterclass on Instagram. It's the first 10 people only. That's it. Hope you guys have the best day ever. Talk to you soon. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at The Real Brian Mark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.